On today's show, Audi won't attend next year's Detroit Auto Show. Aston Martin shows off a new SUV for its Lagonda EV brand, and we'll explain why automakers now have to design vehicles that people can trust. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the global automotive industry. The Detroit Auto Show just received another blow after Mercedes and BMW announced earlier this year they won't attend next year's event. Audi just revealed it won't attend next year's show either. But it's not too surprising. Over the last several years, Mazda, Porsche, Volvo, and Jaguar Land Rover have all skipped the show as well. But it's clear automakers believe they're better off holding special events to introduce new vehicles instead of sharing the stage with their competitors during an auto show. As we reported earlier this week, Mazda is one of the best performing automakers in the U.S. with sales up 15% in the first 4 months of the year. And now the executive who runs the company's American operations is being rewarded for the turnaround. Mazda announced that it named Akira Marumoto as its next president and CEO starting in June. He's replacing Masamichi Kogai, who will become the company's chairman. Even though sales are up in the U.S., Reuters reports that one of Marumoto's goals will be to boost profitability in North America, which has sagged due to discounting vehicles and slumping passenger car sales. Package delivery giant UPS wants to make its fleet of vehicles safer and more efficient, so it's going to test 35 electric delivery vehicles in London and Paris. UPS has tapped UK-based technology firm Arrival to help it develop the vehicles, which look very similar to a number of passenger shuttles that have been shown off recently. They are referred to as lightweight composite vehicles that have a battery range of more than 150 miles or 240 kilometers and come equipped with advanced driver assistance systems. UPS has invested pretty heavily in green vehicles, $750 million since 2009, and that includes an order for 125 of Tesla's electric semis. Still to come, Volkswagen shows off a new hot hatch.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by BorgWarner, propulsion solutions that support a clean, energy-efficient world.
Aston Martin is creating a new brand for its electric vehicles called Lagonda. And at the Geneva Auto Show earlier this year, it revealed an EV sedan called the Vision Concept that hints at the brand's styling. And now the company is teasing an SUV that will be its first production model, which will be unveiled in 2021. As you can see, the yet-to-be-named SUV features wild styling that's similar to the Vision concept. The company didn't reveal any details about the SUV, but the previous concept featured solid-state batteries that will provide a range of up to 400 miles. So it's likely the SUV we'll try and use a similar system. Speaking of concepts, Volkswagen revealed the Golf GTI TCR concept in Germany. But as you can see, this is nearly production ready. It's a special edition of a race car with the same name, and it's powered by a 2-liter turbocharged engine that's mated to a 7-speed dual-clutch transmission. Cranks out 286 horsepower, 273 pound-feet of torque, has a top speed of 164 miles per hour. While this will make it into production, there isn't any plans to sell it in the U.S. at this moment. GM and Ford both offer SUVs for law enforcement, and now FCA will join them with a police version of the Dodge Durango. It's powered by a 5.7-liter Hemi V8 and an 8-speed automatic transmission. And that's the same powertrain combination most commonly used in the police version of the Charger. The company is currently taking orders of the Dodge Durango Pursuit, but only for a limited time. Coming up next, a look at why automakers need to design vehicles that customers can trust. With more technology being added to cars, automakers can no longer just design vehicles that delight customers. They now have to design vehicles that build trust. And on AutoLine this week, we're joined by Phil Gilbert, the general manager of IBM Design, and he talked about how automakers can achieve that trust.
I think we're just finding out. I think we're just starting to push on these levers of what does it mean to design for trusted relationships. One of the folks that I work with, one of our distinguished designers, has said we're moving from the era of designing for transactions to designing for relationships. And that's kind of a profound thought in my mind, because that notion of relationship is really, that is the element or the elemental kind of aspect of establishing trust. The reason I trust you is something in our relationship. And so we're pursuing it in a number of different areas. How do you design for trust? It may be that you make sure that there's much more transparency in the relationship. Now we're talking about maybe blockchain. How do you design for trust? You make sure that the experience is consistent across surfaces. I start to trust a company or a relationship more if they're consistent in multiple contexts. So now you might think, so you're talking about a digital screen on your mobile phone or in the car, and the product itself, and the dealer experience. If those are consistent, I have more trust. So we're starting to think about this very thing. How can you intentionally build trust, and how do you convey that to the person you're trying to work with?
You can watch that entire discussion right now on our website, autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. That's it for today. Thanks for watching, and have a great weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.